This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Two more Harris County jail inmates have died this week. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says a total of 18 people have died in custody so far this year.
63-year-old Carrie Parks was pronounced dead just after 5 a.m. on Wednesday. He suffered a medical emergency that morning and was transported to St. Joseph Medical Center in Houston. Parks was convicted more than 10 years ago and was facing a life sentence in the custody of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. They transported him to Houston for a court hearing and temporarily placed him in the jail in June, but never picked him back up. 66-year-old Tony Davis was in jail for 13 days for violating his parole from a decades-old drug charge. He was taken to a hospital Wednesday night and returned to the jail, where he collapsed and was pronounced dead by first responders. The Harris County Medical Examiner will perform autopsies on both men. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Advocacy group Children at Risk says over a million Texans could be in danger of losing health coverage because of expiring health subsidies. Dr. Ann Barnes is president and CEO of the Episcopal Health Foundation. She says when people are uninsured, the emergency room is often their last resort, and that causes overcrowding.
If I have a heart attack or if you have a stroke, those ERs are not going to be able to serve us as readily because they're going to be people with preventable conditions there. So, yes, this is a all of Texas and all of Texans issue.
If Congress doesn't reach a deal, COVID-era subsidies will expire December 31st. The Texans play the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football tonight. The Texans are 5-5 for the season, while the Bills are 7-3. Kickoff at NRG Stadium is at 7:15. There's a chance of rain in the days ahead. Tonight, mostly cloudy. About a 20% chance of rain. Overnight low should be around 70. Tomorrow, chance of rain goes up to 40%. Partly cloudy, and we are expecting a high for the day near 84 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.